This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Hollywood, studios already are campaigning hard to win Academy Award recognition for their movies. Judging by yesterday's Golden Globe nominations, the field for the coveted Best Picture Award appears to have narrowed dramatically, NPR's Kim Masters reports.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which sponsors the Golden Globes, is a small and obscure organization. But thanks to its televised gala, it holds a lot of sway. After the group announced its nominations, the Oscar race seemed to take shape, as Greg Kilday of The Hollywood Reporter explains.
You can argue the case that there may only be one spot for Best Picture that's actually in play right now.
Kilday predicts that four of the five Oscar nominees for Best Picture are likely to be Mystic River, Lost in Translation, Return of the King, and Cold Mountain. The last film has largely been snubbed by critics groups that have handed out awards so far. But the tale of thwarted love during the Civil War looks like made-to-order Oscar fodder. And it comes from Miramax Films, which won last year for Chicago and has unmatched skill in wooing Academy voters. Sure enough, Cold Mountain moved into contention on Thursday with 8 Golden Globe nominations. Peter Rayner, chairman of the National Society of Film Critics, isn't surprised that the contenders seem to have emerged early.
It's been a rather thin year, and so what I think we're seeing is a tendency for the likely candidates to bunch up at the top.
So far, Mystic River, Clint Eastwood's dark tale of vengeance, got a Best Picture nod from the Boston Society of Film Critics. Lost in Translation, a film about two Americans adrift in Japan, took top honors from the San Francisco Film Critics. And the New York Film Critics Circle singled out The Return of the King. Rayner says The Return of the King would get his vote, but he notes that a big fantasy picture has never won the top award. He says those films face a handicap because actors, who make up a big block of Academy voters, tend to feel marginalized in films where the effects are the stars.
For Best Picture, there may still be the sense that, you know, we don't want to give it to a big fantasy movie, so we'll give it to something else, but we're going to honor it with Best Director.
That could be good news for Cold Mountain and Mystic River, which will certainly be trounced by Return of the King at the box office. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.